Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Pei Gimel. We are holding on daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis. We are 4 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, 4 lines from the end of the page. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lishmas, his mother, Gold Basimcha La Shalom, Misham Shabin Aliyah, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely, as well as by Yanki Shifman and the Zuchus of Rafur Shalema, for Gavriel Zev ben Hensha Sarnicha and Yaakov Yisrael ben Sivya, who is having major heart surgery and having a triple bypass surgery this morning. You should have Rafur Shalema, Besoch, Shar, Chole Yisrael, and we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, Be'ezus Hashem, is the following. First, we're going to continue our discussion about the distance between the trees in order for them to be considered properly spaced apart, that your kona, the karka, in between them. So that's good. That discussion, the details of that discussion and proving which shita is right, is going to take up a large part of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to raise several sveikos, 5, 6, 7 sveikos, about the tziruf of trees or vines. What if there's something in between them? What if there's another type of thing in between them? When are we mitzarif them? When are we not mitzarif them, one to the other? Then the Gemara, right before the Mishnah on Beis, is going to have a machlokas about how the three trees need to be positioned in order to be kona the karka that is between them. Are they positioned in a straight line, in a row? Or are they positioned like a triangle in order to be kona the karka in between them? And then the Mishnah on Beis is going to have two topics. First, it's going to talk about if you sell certain parts of a behema, are other parts considered to be included in that sale as well? And there may be differences between a behema gasa versus a behema daka. And then the Mishnah is going to talk about some dinim relating to ona'a and mekach ta'us, when someone misprices something or delivers goods that were not what the person was supposed to have delivered. When do we assume that it's a violation of ona'a? When do we assume that it is a mekach ta'us? So let's begin 4 lines from the bottom of the page on daf pei beis amud beis. So the Gemara is going to bring that Rabbi Yehuda brings a maisa that's a raya to the shita of the Tanakama. We left off yesterday with a discussion about kama yehei b'nei'en, how much space needs to be in between the trees in order for it to be considered to be a sada ilan. So we had said that one shita was between 4 amos and 8 amos, the other shita was between 8 amos and 16 amos, and then we had said, oh well, we actually have a Mishnah that tells us that if you're notea karmo sheish esrei ama al sheish esrei ama mutula havi zera lisham. So it sounds like anything less than 16 amos, you're not allowed to plant in between, because that's considered to be a kerem. So it sounds like 16 amos is the magic number. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maisa B'Tzalmon. There was a story in a place called Tzalmon, Be'echad Shenotes Karmo, Sheish Esrei Al Sheish Esrei Amma, where someone planted the rose of his vineyard 16 amos away from each other. Ve'yahofech Sa'ar Shtei Shurus L'Tzad Echad, and he would take the branches of two rows and point them in one direction, meaning if the rows ran from east to west, he would take the sayar, the branches that were growing out of the northern row and face them toward the south, and the ones of the southern row and face them toward the north, vizoreya asanir, and he would plant the empty area in between them, empty plowed land in between the rows that he had, where he had faced the branches away, because now he has a full 16 amos between them. Because if you face the branches away from the middle area, so now the middle area is the full 16 amos that you have in between them, as opposed to had he not been hofech them to the other side, then it would be less than 16 amos, because since the vines are planted exactly 16 amos apart from each other, the growth is naturally going to encroach on those 16 amos. So you have to be hofech it in order to create a space of 16 amos so that he's able to plant in between them. Now, even when you plant in between them, you need to be marchik 4 amos, because that's the harchaka you need from a kerem, because two shuros where the branches are facing in are considered a kerem. And even though Meikra Din, Lechora, Tosos points out, Meikra Din, we shouldn't be measuring measuring from where the branches are. We should be measuring from where something is actually planted, from the roots of the ilanos. So really, it shouldn't be mitztarif anyway, because they're 16 amos apart from each other. So each one should have a din of a gefen yichidi, of an own vine, where you only need to be marchik 3 tvachim. But midrabanan, since you're not allowed to plant underneath the branches of a tree either, so it's considered that shetach is considered to be a kerem, and mimela, you don't have 16 amos in between the shuros. That's how Tosos learns. However, Shidim Gmetzes quotes the Tosos HaRash that we taka only measure from the ikarei hagafanim, from where they're actually planted. And mela, there is no kerem over here on the even on the shuros that are facing where the branches are facing in. The only you only have to be marchik the way you would from a single individual vine, and not from all the vines. But anyway, we're going to read like the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says, no, you're measuring from the branches, and therefore only in those areas where the branches are facing in the other direction, then you could plant in between, because then you taka have 16 amos. But if the branches are facing in, then you don't have 16 amos. It's considered a kerem, and you're not allowed to plant in middle of a kerem. Ulashana acheres, and then the following year, hayahofi chesaseyar lemakom azera. They would wherever was planted the previous year, they would now flip the branches and put them in that direction, point them in that direction, vizara sabor, and then they would plant the newly cleared area, the new area that has now been cleared of 16 amos. And the Maisa came to the Chachamim and they said, yeah, that's okay. That since you have 16 amos in between one area, one vine and the next, it's perfectly mutter to plant. Sounds like had they not done this trick of being mahapech the anafim, of moving the branches in one direction or the other, then the anafim would be mima'it the 16 amos, and those rows would be mitzarif to a kerem. And that's like what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, that if you have anything less than 16 amos, it's mitzarif, right? We had the machlokas yesterday. Is it between 4 and 8 amos that's mitzarif, or is it between 8 and 16 amos that's mitzarif? So over here you see that it's between 8 and 16, because if it were 15 and a half amos in between them, we would say that they're mitzarif. The only reason they were allowed to plant in between is because they moved the branches, clearing a space of a full 16 amos, and only once that space was cleared of a full 16 amos, only then were they allowed to plant there. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, Anolo Yadana, I don't know la halacha that we paskin like this. Alo uvda hava bedura durusa. I thought that we paskin like Rav Yehuda says halacha lemaisa in a case that happened in a city of shepherds. So one guy sold three trees and there was not 8 amos in between the trees. Vasal kamed Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda, they asked Rav Yehuda whether the lokeach is kona the karka va'amarlei, and Rav Yehuda said to the mocher, zil havlei kimelo bakar v'kelav. Give the lokeach the amount of karka that he needs for melo bakar v'kelav, for the cattle to pass through with its plowing equipment. So even if that's all you have in between them, that's what you have to give the lokeach the karka. Even if that's all the space that you have in between the trees, in order to allow him to plow the area in between. Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Zil that even though the Gemara uses that shear of Malo Bakar Bekelov, that's not really the reason that you have to give him that space, because he needs to plow that area. And how do I know that's not the reason that you have to give him that amount of space? Because Dura Duru'usa was in Bavel. And in Bavel, the Malo Bakar Bekelov, we learned way back on Daf Chavav, in Bavel was really only 2 amos. And we're about to see, the Gemara is about to say, that the Malo Bakar Bekelov that's being referred to in this story is actually more, is actually 4 amos. So it seems pretty clear that the reason he told him to give him low block over Caleb is not because he actually needs to plow, because in Bavel you don't need that much space to plow. He was just using a melitza to describe four amos. And another rayatos says from Rav Nachman, who requires 8 amos between the trees in order for them not to be considered too tightly packed, whereas the harchaka from Masada Chavero, you only need 4 amos. So it's a little bit strange that it chose Malo Bakar V'Kelev. Now it happens to be Tosos back on Daf Tavchav Avamar Aleph says that the taka is the reason that you need four amos is for avodas hakerem, is because you actually need to do avodas hakerem over here. So, but anyway, he told him leave him that amount of space it should be lekala pachos that amount of space. The shear of arba amos is the shear. So you're telling me that anything less than 16 amos is already a tziruf. No, by saying 16, you're saying that it's between 8 and 16. Over here we have a maisa in Dura Usa, where he said that no, 4 amos is the magic number. So Tosos and Dibra Maskazil says, no, what was Rav Yosef's response to Abayi's Kasha? Abayi said from the Mishnah and Klayim, we see that 16 amos, anything less than 16, creates a tziruf. Over here we're saying anything more than 4 would create a tziruf. Okay, both of those things could be true, right? It could be between 4 and 16. So Tosfos says, I'm confused by the back and forth in the Gemara over here, right? You're telling me that it's got to be 16, that less than 16 creates a tziruf. And he said, no, because in Dura Durusa, he said that 4 amos of space is a reasonable amount of space. Okay, so 4 amos in the Maila, but maybe it's 4 amos in the Maila ad Sheish Esrei Ama. So that's what Tosa says, that Rav Yosef was trying to bring a raya that the first half of what Rav Nachman said was mistaken, that even less than 8 amos that you should still be kona karka. I mean, Rav Nachman had said between 8 and 16, not between 4 and 16. So he's not questioning the 16 part. Okay, maybe Taka is true that up until 16 amos, it's all mitzdarif. But it's not between 8 and 16. You see from here that 4 amos is the magic number. That's how Tosfos understands the Raya. So Rav Yosef concludes, V'lavi adana kamlo bakar v'kelev kama. Initially, we weren't sure how much space is that, m'lo bakar v'kelev, that's the amount of space between the trees where you're going to be kona the karka b'nehem. So kivin d'shamata l'haditnan, but once I heard that which we learned in a brisa expounding upon the Mishnah on Daf Chavav, that lo yita adam ilon samuch l'stei chavero, that a person shouldn't plant a tree near his friend's field. If you want to plant a tree toward the edge of your field, how much distance do you need from your neighbor's field? Elim kein hirchak mimena arba amos. You need 4 amos of distance. V'tani ala. And the brisa elaborates on that Mishnah, Arba amos sha'amru kidei avodas hakerem. The 4 amos that you need is the shear that you need for avodas hakerem. That when you're going to plow the karka around that tree, your plow should not encroach on your friend's property. Oh, so once I heard that, amina shmamina kumlo bakar v'kelev arba amos. So I see from there that mlo bakar v'kelev must mean arba amos. So Rav Yehuda holds that if in between the trees you have at least 4 amos, then those trees are mitztarif one to the other, and you're kona the karka b'neihem. And I hold like that, halacha l'maisa, that 4 amos is the magic number, that once you have 4 amos of space between them, then the trees are mitztarif to each other, and then you're going to be kona the karka in between the trees. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why are you, Abaye, asking on Rav Yosef from a Mishnah? There are Tanaim that also support Rav Yosef. I mean, you're saying, oh, there's Tanaim against Rav Yosef. Okay, but there are Tanaim that hold like Rav Yosef. Uk Rav Yosef, Milo Tanan. Why, you think we don't have Mishnayis that support Rav Yosef? The gears over here is the Bach changes no space. Vaha Tanan. But don't we have a Mishnah where in the safe of the Mishnah and Klayim it says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Hanoteya is Karmo Shmona Amos al Shmona, Mutar Lavi Zer L'sham, that if you have 8 amos apart from each other, you could plant in between them, because the gefanim are not mitzdarif to be considered a kerem. So why is Abaye asking Rav Yosef from the Reisha of the Mishnah if the Seifa of the Mishnah brings Tanaim that support Rav Yosef? So it says, because the Reisha of the Mishnah had something that the Seifa didn't. You're right. They both had Tanaim that take both sides of this machlokas, but afilu hachi, maisa adif. And the Girsa and the Rashbam and Tosla is not just maisa, but maisa rav. And the expression maisa rav is that a maisa is a dover rav. It's a dover gadol. It's more than just a statement of halacha. It's a statement of a willingness to paskin halacha l'maisa. maisa in a given situation. So even though there are Tanayim that hold like Rav Yosef, but Abaye is able to challenge Rav Yosef, how can you argue on the Reisha if over there we have a maisa in Salmon where they paskin that 16 amos is at a distance of 16 amos, the gefanim are not mitstarif to each other, but it makes it sound like anything up until 16 amos, they taka are mitstarif with each other. And the klal is that there's a better to have a psak halacha based on a maisa rather than just based on a statement of halacha. Now Tosus and Dibra Maskal Afilu asks, what's the raya from the maisa in Salmon that less than 16 amos itaka is mitstarif? It could be that they would have been matir to bring the zera l'sham even if it was less than 16 amos, as long as it's more than 8 amos. It's just that the maisa happened to have been with gefanim that were 16 amos from each other. Meaning, you can't prove from a heter. From a heter, you just see that what they did was mutter. It could be, had they tried to push it a little closer, that also would have been mutter. How do you know that that you have a raya that it was going to be usher had it been any less than 16 amos? So Tosel suggests, in Dibra Maskla Afilu, that it's mitstaver that the person planted it in such a way, 16 amos apart from each other, al pi hora as chachamim, that probably the chachamim told this guy exactly how to plant it. So why would he choose to plant them 16 amos apart from each other? He probably knew that's what he needed in order for them not to be mitstaref to each other. The Rashash points out that the Rashbam on Pei Beis and Beis already was bothered by this kasha of Tosus, and he explained that the chachamim only allowed him to plant in between because he was hofech the seyar, because he moved the branches in the opposite direction to each other, which makes it very clear actually that that was the psak. The chachamim said, oh, because you moved the branches away from each other and you therefore cleared out an area that's actually 16 amos, that's why we're allowing it. So they made it very clear that had you not cleared out 16 amos, we would not have allowed it. So that's why it's a very good raya from the fact that they were matir, because in being matir, they explained that they were only matir because there's 16 amos in between them. Okay, so now the Gemara explains, how does Rav Nachman, who holds like the Shita of the Chum, that up until 16 amos, the ilanos are mitzarif to each other, how does he know that the shear is between 8 and 16 amos? So Bishlam of the Rav Yosef, Alibi the Rabbi Shimon, I understand Rav Yosef, the Shita of Rav Yosef, who holds like Rabbi Shimon, so Shamin Alei Mufuzarin, Veshamin Alei Ritzufin. We know what his minimum shear is, and we know what his maximum shear is. Right? Meaning that Mufuzarim is up until 8 amos. Ritzufin means starting at 4 amos. That I know between 4 and 8 amos, that's the shear that Ilanos are going to be mitzarif. How do I know that that's what he holds? Mufuzarin hada amaran. Mufuzarin, we already said, that's the Sefer in the Mishnah Maseches Klayim that we just quoted, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon hold. That if you have a kerem that's planted where the vines are planted 8 amos apart from each other, it's not a kerem, and therefore you're allowed to plant in between them. So you see very clearly anything less than 8 amos is a kerem. So you see they are mitzarif. So I see that that's the maximum number. That's where you get 8 amos from. That's beferish in the Mishnah. And Ritzufin, how do I know that you have a minimum of 4 amos? That's going to be mitzarif the vines to one another. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in the fifth paragraph of Maseches Klayim, kerem anatua al pachos me arba amos. If you have a kerem where there's less than 4 amos in between one vine and the next vine, ain't no kerem. That's not considered a kerem. It's just considered a mess of vines that are just thrown together. And therefore, you're allowed to plant others right in there because it's not called a kerem. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So right there, we have what we need, right? We see that 4 amos is the minimum definition of space to create a kerem. That between 4 amos and 8 amos. The Chachamim, but once we're quoting the Mishnah, we'll quote the whole Mishnah. The Shita of the Chacham is not really necessary for us over here because we're just trying to prove that Rabbi Shimon holds between 4 and 8 amos. We've already proven that. But the Chachamim, the Chachamim hold, even if there isn't 4 amos between the Gefanim, it's still considered kerem. And you just pretend that the extra Gefanim that are crowding out the area, we pretend as if they're not there. So since some of the Gefanim are meant to be uprooted, because you would never leave it like that, where they're so tightly packed together. So we view it as if they're already uprooted. The ones in between are already uprooted. So you're left with vines that are a taka, 4 amos apart from each other. And those vines have a din of a kerem. The Rashbam points out, and therefore that's a chumra legabe klayim. Right, meaning you have a bunch of vines that are tightly packed in with each other. Say, oh, is that a kerem? So the Chum say, yeah, pretend the middle ones aren't there. Between that one and that one, there's 4 amos. So then, yeah, it's going to be considered a kerem. Now that it's a kerem, I have much more severe restrictions about what I'm allowed to plant there because I have to avoid kilei kerem. So it's a chumra legabe kerem. Now, as far as Mecha Chumemker is concerned, it's a kula because the Chacham Marmoda that you're not kona the karka beneyem, that you're not kona the karka, because clearly you're just buying these vines, you're not buying the karka between them, because these vines are meant to be uprooted, so obviously you're not intending to buy the karka. But at least as far as Dine Kilei Kerem is concerned, it turns out to be a chumrah. But again, the Shita of the Chum is really irrelevant to what we're trying to say over here. What we're trying to say is, I see where we get both bookends according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's between 4 amos and 8 amos. So the 8 amos shear is explicit in the Mishnah Klayim, as is the 4 amashir, also explicit in the Mishnah and Klayim. El Rav Nachman libid Rabbanan, but Rav Nachman, who holds like the Shita of the Chachamim, that the shear is between 8 amos and 16 amos, mifuzar and shaminalei. I know that the Chum tell us in the Mishnah Maseches Klayim that 16 amos is the magic number to be mitzaref the vines to one another. But Ritzufin mishaminalei, where do we ever find that the Chachamim hold that the minimum is 8 amos? That if they're 8 amos apart from each other, that they are then mitzaref. So says Gemara, they don't. They don't tell us. But svarahu, we figure it out based on svara. Mid the Rabbi Shimon palga, the Rabbananami palga. If Rabbi Shimon holds the maximum is 8 and the minimum is 4, so probably when the Chachamim say the maximum is 16, the minimum is half that. So if the ratio according to Rabbi Shimon is half of, so must be the ratio according to the Rabbanan is also a 2-to-1 ratio. So Amarava Hilchasa, we paskin la halacha that the space in between vines in order for something to be considered a kerem is me arba amos. It's between 4 and 16 amos. So 4 amos, because according to the Rava, there's no svara to say that just because Rabbi Shimon holds half of, that the minimum shear is half of the maximum shear, that the Chum would necessarily say the same thing. No, it could be that he agreed, the Chum would agree to Rabbi Shimon, that 4 amos is a reasonable amount of space, and if they're 4 amos apart from each other, that is a kerem, and they only disagree in what they told us they disagree about. They told us that they disagree that up until 16 amos is still considered a kerem. So that's what we have them on record as saying. I'm not going to make up a svara that it's going to be 8 amos. So that's what Rava holds, that the halacha is not like this svara. The halacha is that it's between 4 and 16 amos. And Tanya Kavase to Rava. We have a baisa like Rava. Kamu Yehu Mekuravin. How close can they still be and still be considered stay ilan sa arba amos, if they're within 4 amos of each other, the kami umuruchakin, how far can they be and still be considered a stay ilan? Sheish esrei, 16 amos. So 16 amos l'chara velo ad bechlal, right? But once you get to 16 amos, they're considered mufuzarim. That's why we had the but if they're 16 amos apart, less than 16 amos apart from each other, then they're still mitzarev to each other. So how do I know that? Because we had the case before with the branches. Right, if they were exactly 16 amos and you flip the branches this way, that way, so as long as you flip the branches in the other direction, you were still good to plant in between them, they weren't mitzariv. So you see that at 16 amos, they're not mitzariv. So it means 15.9 amos, they're still mitzariv. So I raise that kanakarka. So in such a case, with such a space of spacing in between the vines or the trees, the lokeach is kona, the karka underneath and around the tree, the ese ilanos shebenayan, and any smaller trees that are in between them, lefichach, and therefore. Therefore, since you're kona the karka, yavashi ilan o niktsas, if the tree dries up or the tree gets chopped down, yesh lo karka, you're entitled to the karka to replant in that space. As opposed to pachas mikan, if it was less than 4 amos in between the trees, o yasar al kan, or more than 16 amos between the trees, Or even if it was the right spacing in between the trees, but you didn't buy all the trees at one time. You bought one tree today, and then you bought a tree that was 7 amos away from that tree the next day, and then the next day you bought another tree that was 9 amos away. So it was within the right spacing, but you didn't buy it all at the same time. Then you're not kona the karka between them, and you're also not kona any smaller trees that might be in between them. And since you're not kona the karka, if the tree dries up or the tree gets chopped down, ain't lo karka, so you're not entitled to the karka, and therefore you cannot plant another tree in its place. So now the Gemara is a series of several sveikos about the tziruf of trees or vines. Now that we went through the machlokas, is it between 4 and 8? Is it between 8 and 16? Is it between 4 and 16? So now we're going to have a number of sveikos about when we can and cannot be mitzaref different trees or vines to each other. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, kshu molded, when you're measuring this 4 amos, the 16 amos, mimakum katzur molded or mimakum rachav molded, which part of the tree do you measure from? Do you measure from the base of the trunk, which is typically a little wider, or from the narrowest part of the trunk, which obviously would create a greater distance between them? So that's the shaila. So Amalei Rav Gavia mi Beik Sil, Ravashi, Rav Gavia mi Beik Sil, said Ravashi, Toshmal, bring your raya from a Mishnah that you measure from somewhere in between. Ditanan, because the Mishnah says in the 7th parak of Maseches Klayim, Haruchuva Shebegefen, if you have a young vine and an old vine that you're markiv one on the other, you're markiv the young vine on the old vine, so you want to measure the 4 amos in between that vine and other vines, you measure from the second knot up the vine, not from the bottom one which is wider, nor from the third one which is narrower, the second one which is beinani, right? So that's what you measure from, the makom beinani. That's how you're going to measure. Now that's how the Rashbam understands the raya. So the raya is therefore that you go with the not with the narrowest area nor with the widest area, but somewhere in between. Tosos is bothered by this because Tosos says, why do we have to mention that you're markiv one vine on another? It's got nothing to do with being markiv one vine on another. The point is you're measuring from this vine to that vine. So where along this vine do you measure from? So why would we complicate things by saying that we're markiv? And therefore Tosos has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. But we'll stick with Rashbam despite the difficulty. Second suffix, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Machalo Shlosha Bade Ilan. A person sells one tree that has three branches that are somewhat distant from each other, and then the karka elevates. More soil is added to the point that those three branches now look like they're three trees with three sets of roots. So mahu, do we consider that to be three trees since they're all now nishrash in the karka and you're kona the karka as if you had bought three trees? Or do we say, no, they're all rooted in the same tree and therefore it's only one tree? So amalei Rav Gavia mi Beik Sil, Rav Ashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Ditanana, Mishnah and Klayim, Hamavrich Shlosha Gefanim. If a person bends over the branches of three Gefanim into the karka and covers up the middle of the branch to the point that it's able to now grow out from somewhere else, so it looks like six Gefanim, even though it really only started as three Gefanim, Vikreya Nirin, and they took root in the karka. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Im Yesh Bineim, Me'arba Amos Ve'atshmona, Mitztarfin. If there's somewhere between 4 and 8 Amos in between them, they're Mitztarif to each other. Vimlav ain't mitstarfim. But if the space between them is either less than 4 amos or more than 8 amos, they're not mitstarif. So even though they're really only three vines, once they take root, we view them as if they are 6 vines. So you see, the same must be true about the Shlosha Badei Ilan, that it now has a din of 3 trees, that once it looks like it's growing out of the ground as 3 trees, so tak has a din of 3 separate trees. Another suffix, by Rav Papa, third suffix. Machalo shnayim betoch sadehu ve'echal al ha-meitzar mahu. What if I sell 2 trees in the middle of my field and 1 on the border of the field? So do we assume that they're not mitzariv to be considered a stay ilan because the tree that's all the way on the border is considered to be too separate from the rest of them and therefore you're not going to the karka? Or do we say, no, as long as the distancing is right, it's between whatever it is, 4 and 16 amos according to Rav, or 8 and 16 amos, or 4 and 8, whatever the distancing is, why do I care that one of them is on the border of the property? property. And the Gemara says, and if you're going to assume that in that case you are taka kona the karka because the spacing is all right, and that's fine. Yeah, but what if shnayim b'toch shalavech b'toch shalchavero? What if it wasn't on the border of my property? The third tree was in someone else's property. So do we assume you're buying the karka in between them as well? Are they mitzdarif with each other? Or do we assume that since they're standing in two separate fields, they're not mitzdarif? So sazmar teku, we're not able to be poshate this suffix, and the rule is hamotzim echaver alav harayin, right? That's what the Rif and the Rosh pass, and since we're not able to be poshate the suffix, so mele he's not kona the karka because we follow the rule of hamotzim echaver alav harayin. Next suffix, by Ravashi, bor ma'ush hatafsik. Let's say you have a bar of water in between these three trees. Are they now mafsik, and therefore the trees can't be mitzdarif with each other because you have too significant an item in between them that's going to break them up from each other? And even if you can say that a bar is not mafsik because the water is not so evident, it's not so visible from outside the bar, but amas hamayim, what if you have a spring of water that very clearly flows in between the trees? Mahu shatafsik. Would that be mafsik? Meaning if a bar is not mafsik, maybe an amas hamayim taka would be mafsik. And even if you're going to say that an amas hamayim is not going to be mafsik, what about this? Rishus harabim mahu. What if there's a rishus harabim that goes in between these trees? So is that even more chashuv than an amas hamayim, and therefore it's going to be mafsik between one tree and the next? And even if you're going to say that rishus harabim is not mafsik, richva didikla mahu. What if you have a lot of dekel trees all together that are in between these trees? Is the dekel that's morkav more chashuv than the rishus harabim, and therefore maybe that's mafsik? So teku, all of these remain as a teku, and therefore we don't know if you're kona the karka in between, and therefore you're not kona the karka in between because amotzi mechavero alav haraya. Another suffik by minei hilal mirebi ala erez beinehen. What if a cedar tree grew in between these trees after you purchased them? So mahu, do we assume that cedar tree is now mafsik and now you're not kona the karka? So says Mara, Allah versus the day nafik. What do you mean? If I bought the three trees, they were perfectly distanced from each other, and therefore I was kona the karka. And then 10 years later, a cedar tree grows in between them. So now I give up that karka? Now I lose it? It was my karka. So now it's once I bought the three trees and everything was set up properly, so I own the karka. So of course whatever grows there is mine. It's not going to change the transaction retroactively. So now that's not what the shaila was. It wasn't about Allah erez beinehen, Allah haya erez beinehen mahu. The shaila was, at the time of purchase, there was already an erez between them. That's what we wanted to know what the din is. Amalei kana v'kana. He says, that's not considered to be mafsik between the trees. You're kona the karka, you're kona the erez, it's all yours. That one we're actually able to be poshet the suffix. Okay, so now the Gemara says that we've mentioned three trees. We've mentioned the distance. But when we talk about distance, how are these three trees set up? Is it that it's three trees in a row? Tree number one, less than 16 amos, then tree number two, and then further down the line, another less than 16 amos, tree number three. So the two extreme trees might be 31 amos apart from each other. Or is it no? It's set up like a triangle, and each one is whatever the shear is in between them. So Rav Amar Keshura. Rav says the first way we said that they're lined up in a row. Ushmol Amar Kechatsuva. And Shmuel says no, it's like a triangle. So Mandi Amar Keshura, Rav, who said that it's talking about that they're lined up in a row, Kolshken Kechatsuva, he would for sure say that if it's set up like a triangle, you're kona the karka in between them. That's more of a sada ilan, right? That's a triangle is more of a reason to assume that you're mitzdarif. But Shmuel, who said that it's got to be set up in a triangle, would hold that if it's set up in a straight line, that the three trees are one after the other in a line, then you're not kona the karka in between them. My taima, why is it that you're not kona the karka in between them? Mishum demizdara binatayu, because there's nothing to prevent you from planting in between them. So according to Shmuel, in such a case, the mocher is not selling the karka. Only when it's set up like a triangle, where it's difficult to plant in between them because of the it's a little bit more crowded. So then you're mocher the karka with them. So maska for Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna challenges ulmandi amar kechatzuva. According to Shmuel, that it's got to be set up like a triangle. My taimo, what was his logic as to why a shura is not good? Delom is darabein atayu, because by a triangle triangle, you can't plant in between them. Elamayat, if that's the whole logic, Zabin Leitlas, Higni Rum Yasa, Delom Mizdar Benetayu. What if the type of tree I sold you, is a type of tree that grows a lot of thorns and that you can't really plant in between them anyway? So Achinami Dieshlo Karka? So now are you going to say that even if it's Keshura, the guy is entitled to the Karka because practically you're not able to plant in between them? I mean, is that really what it's all about? So Shmuel responds, Rav Menuna, Hanach Lo Chashivi. No, those are not Chashva trees. Hanach Chashivi, as opposed to Chashva trees. And so the Mocher doesn't want to give the Lokeach the Karka unless you have two factors working in his favor. Number one, that he's buying Chashva trees, and that anyway the mocher is not going to be able to plant in between them. Just the fact that the mocher is not going to be able to plant in between them does not mean the mocher is giving up the karka. Because if he's what he's selling to you is garbage, he's selling to you thorny trees so he's not going to give Ba'ayin Yafa the karka as well. Only if it's a chashuva mekach, you're buying something significant, and anyway, the mocher can't plant in between them, that's when Shmuel's going to say, you're kona the karka. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah has two parts to it. Number one, about selling parts of an animal and what gets sold along with those parts of an animal. And second part of the Mishnah is about dinim relating to Ona'ah and Mekachtos. So first part one, Hamocher Rosh Be'e Magasa. If a person sells the head of a large animal, Lo Machras Raglayim, we do not assume that the Raglayim are sold along with it. If he sells the raglayim, lo macharas arosh. We don't assume the head is sold with it. Macharas akana, if he sells the lung, lo macharas akavid. We don't assume the liver goes along with it. Macharas akavid, lo macharas akana. Because typically, by a large animal, you would sell each part separately. However, aval bedaka, if it were a smaller animal, you're selling a behema daka, like sheep or something like that. So macharas arosh, macharas raglayim. If you sell the head of the sheep, we assume that you're selling the feet, the legs of the sheep as well, because typically you would sell the raglayim together with the rosh, because they're tafel to the rosh. Machras raglayim, lo machras rosh. But if you sell the raglayim, you're not necessarily selling the rosh. The rosh is more chashuv than the raglayim. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, there's a shtickle daf yomi coincidence, right? People, there's a minig to have a head of a sheep. Someone delivers me every year of Rosh Hashanah the head of a sheep to have on the table. Machras hakana, I have to confess, we don't eat it, but sometimes my wife doesn't let it on the table either, but I look at it in advance. Macharas hakana, macharas hakaved. If you sell the kana, so you sell the kaved with it because it's tafel to the kana. Macharas hakaved, lo macharas hakaved. But if you sell the kaved, then you're not selling the kana with it. Arba midot, so that's first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah is in terms of ona'ah and mekachtos. Arba midos b'mochrin. There are four dinim, four separate dinim, when it comes to sales. Machalo chitin yafos, if you made it tonight that I'm going to sell you high quality wheat, v'nimtzu ro'os, and then you get delivery of it, you open it up, and it's poor quality. So lokeach yachalachsbo, the lokeach could back out on the deal. Mocher cannot, because he's the one that didn't deliver on what he was supposed to, but the lokeach say, this isn't what I ordered. Ro'os v'nimtzu yafos, if it was supposed to be low quality, and then the what was delivered was actually high quality, mocher yachalachsimo, the mocher could back out on the deal, and not the lokeach, because the mocher is the one that was cheated over here. He accidentally delivered the wrong thing or whatever. So, but ra'os v'nimtzu ra'os, yafos v'nimtzu yafos, if it was supposed to be low quality and it was, or it's supposed to be high quality and it was, ein echad meihem yachalachsimo, then neither party is able to be chozer. So the Rashbam is bothered, obviously, meaning if I sell you something and I sell you exactly what we agreed that I was going to sell you, so I delivered exactly what it was supposed to be. So the Rashbam writes that one might have said that by ra'os and nimtzu ra'os, the lokeach could have said, I really wanted yafos. When I said ra'os, I didn't mean I wanted ra'os. It's just, that the lukuchos typically always say that the schora is bad, right? Meaning whenever you're buying something, you're like, come on, this isn't the best stuff. I've seen better elsewhere, right? As a way of, it's a negotiating tactic, but to say that the schora is bad. But I wasn't expecting you to actually give me bad schora. So one might have had a havamina that's what he meant. Tosos says differently. Tosos on tomorrow's daf, Pedalad Amralev, says, Ein Achinami, this line is extra. It's just going through every possibility, but this line, Ein Achinami, is obvious. Shchamtis, if the deal was he was going to sell him red wheat, v'nimtzeis levana, and it turned out to be white wheat, or levana v'nimtzeis shchamtis, or vice versa, eitzim shel zayis v'nimtzeis shel shikma, he was supposed to sell olive wood, and he sold sycamore wood, or shel shikma v'nimtzeis shel zayis, or vice versa, yayin v'nimtzeis chometz, he was supposed to sell wine, and it turned out to be vinegar, chometz v'nimtzeis yayin, or vice versa, shnei michol lachzaben, both the mocher and the lokeach could back out because they were both cheated in a certain way. Because if you need a certain type of wheat, you don't need the other type of wheat. It's other people need the other type of wheat. So Mela, the mocher, is not interested in selling this min, and the lokeach is not interested in buying this min. So either one can have a taina that this is not what they were interested in, and they could be chozer on the mekach. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the page on Pei Gimel Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.